The West, the U.S., the Europeans, Britain should put aside Ukraine from now and try to maintain a normal relationship with Vladimir Putin?
No, I'm certainly not suggesting we put aside Ukraine. I mean, the difference over Ukraine will remain, and we should take a proper and tough response on that, as indeed the administration's been doing. What I'm saying is, though, at the same time as this is happening, on this issue, which is the threat of radical Islamist ideology, we actually have a common cause, East and West. And so, for example, Russia has now got a Muslim population of over 15%. They've got real problems of terrorism themselves. You've seen what's happened in the northwest of China, where there have been terrorist attacks and so on. Across the whole belt of Central Asia, down into the Far East, there are major problems there. So what I'm really saying is, whatever the issues are in Ukraine, we should deal with those issues. Make no mistake about it. We have to understand that this Islamist threat is there, it remains, it's growing, and it has to be dealt with, in my view, as a whole. We have to deal with it partly in respect of each individual country where there's a problem, but also I've suggested that we make the idea of education, informally and formally, towards a religiously tolerant outlook a major feature of our international negotiations with our allies and with those with whom we deal.
So how do you deal with this growing, from your analysis, threat?
I think maybe the best way for us to look at it is to look at it like revolutionary communism or fascism as a totalitarian ideology. In the end, how did we defeat revolutionary communism? We defeated it both by taking the necessary security measures, but also by galvanizing people behind a better idea, which is the idea of free societies and open economies. Now, it's the same thing here. All over the world where this Islamist ideology is spreading its poison, you will have to take security measures, as you've just seen the US taking in Yemen, but at the same time, you've got to help countries to develop, and you've got to make it absolutely clear to our allies, by the way, as well as those opposed to us, that in the education of our young people, we've got to be educating them towards an open-minded and religiously tolerant view of the world, because that's the only view of the world that works in the 21st century.
I know you.